Brady, Tucker, and Carson. As I'm rolling into Summersville yesterday, it was the first hot day. I was fatigued. The hills were very tough. My knee was a little sore. And so it was like I was at the end. I was done for the day, looking for a place to stay. I'm just coming into town, and off to the right, two young boys, not shirts on, you know, hanging on the edge of their car, and they yell, "Do you want some water?" And I first said no, and I thought, no, stop. So I pulled over and said, "Yes, thank you very much." I'm beginning to get to the idea that I should say yes. And so they very gladly ran inside and brought me out a bottle of water. And they were both in second grade. It was Tucker and Brady. And they brought Carson out, who was in sixth grade. And the three of us sat and chatted for a while. And they were just overjoyed with the whole idea of offering somebody a bottle of water who looked thirsty. And when you see something like that, they're second graders, and they did it willingly. There was no adult around. There was nobody else around. They just yelled, "Hey, you want a bottle of water?" It's almost like they're on the lookout for bike riders going by. And it gives you great joy and great faith in the kids. And, you know, even though maybe Washington isn't going that well, the country is not maybe exactly where we want it, but you look at the generation next and the kids, maybe they'll figure it out. You know, you gotta think they will. So spend the night in Summerville. Next day, get up. And my theory is to get to Hartville. Or get to Houston, excuse me. Get to Houston. About halfway, about, I don't know, 30 miles maybe. So I'm just about there, and I can actually see the Houston sign. And a van has passed me and has pulled off to the side of the road. It's okay. And as I'm approaching, I see a young boy standing behind the back of the van, because the van is pulled into a little driveway. And as I pass, he holds up and goes, "Would you like a bottle of water?" And of course, now I pull over immediately. You know, it's Brady. His family is in the van. I think mother and dad, maybe. Two adults, anyway. And it's Brady. And he has another bottle of water for me. And he's carried around, you know, offering it to bike riders. And so I get to talk to Brady again. And I know that Tucker and Carson would, you know, if they had been there, would have done the exact same thing, because they're all the same. All three of them are just wonderful. And so I talked to mom and dad for a little bit, and you know, it was just great fun to be able to chat with, you know, them and tell them that, you know what, this is what your son did. He was generous and kind, you know, and it was very sweet. And those are the moments that are going to make not only this journey, but a lot of people's journeys, you know, really, really special as life goes along. And you can only hope and think that people like Tucker and Carson and Brady, you know, maybe they're the ones that save and really straighten out this country and get us back to working together instead of apart. It'd be pretty cool, huh?